Security. The governments of Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania have united through the regional working group to address transnational threats on Lake Victoria to strengthen border security and improve coordination between the three countries, aiming to ensure a safer and more secure region for all stakeholders. Speaking at the fourth regional working group meeting held in Mombasa, State Department for Interior and National Administration Principal Secretary, Raymond Omolo, who also doubles as the chairperson of the Border Control and Operations Coordinating Committee, BCOCC, said that the three-day conference aims to underscore the need to protect Lake Victoria as an environmental priority and for its significant impact on the socio-economic lives of communities that depend on it. The focus of our meeting, which the International Organization of Migration, IOM, is supporting, is to look at how to address the gaps and concerns that exist within the lake in terms of transnational organized crimes, Omolo said. He added that they are going to address how they can coordinate better, build capacity, create a common understanding within the communities around the lake, and also how the communities can benefit from the use of the lake while trying to minimize and eventually eradicate crime, which is a common challenge on the lake. The PS said that tackling crime is of key priority, emphasizing that the agencies involved will have to maintain strong cooperation and work collaboratively with law enforcement officers to combat the challenge and address any deficits that have risen over the past 3 years since the program's inception. He highlighted that the establishment of the Regional Working Group program from the key border agencies from Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania represented at the conference have played a pivotal role in advancing the three nations' regional security and cooperation. Your dedication has ensured that our initiatives remain aligned with both national and regional priorities. The teams are going to take stock of some of the developments that have happened over the 3 years that the program has been running, look into how to take forward the positive lessons, and have the opportunity to visit parts of Mombasa County, he said. He added that they expect a lot of positive input and outcomes and added they are looking forward to documenting the agreed points as takeaways from the meeting. Omolo noted that Kenya is committed to expanding its blue economy, recognizing the lake's potential to drive both the local and regional economy. The Directorate of Immigration Services and head of Kenyan delegation, Evelyn Cheluje, noted that it is important to focus on the mission to strengthen the capacities of border authorities in Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania to be able to detect and deter transnational crimes in the Lake Victoria subregion. This project underscores the shared commitment of our nations to uphold security in our region. Since the inception of this program in November 2022, we have made significant strides in achieving our desired outcomes, she said. She highlighted that through effective coordination between the three nations, they have been able to enhance information sharing, have conducted joint patrols, and addressed issues related to transnational organized crime and trade facilitation at Lake Victoria ports. Cheluje reiterated that the formation of the working group has been instrumental in guiding the execution of the project, ensuring alignment with national and regional priorities. Uganda was represented by the Assistant Commissioner for Immigration Control and head of the Ugandan delegation, Marcelino Bwesige, while Tanzania was represented by the head of Training, Advocacy, and International Cooperation and head of the United Republic of Tanzania's delegation, Ahmed Mwendadi.